Now you think about that. As the gardener protects the vine, tills the soil, does all that's necessary to make it productive, so the Father takes a personal interest in you and me. One of the most amazing statements in Holy Scripture is found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, which reads in part, "In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him." Now think about that for a moment. In Jesus Christ, the absolute totality of deity settled down and was permanently at home. As the Bible says elsewhere, God was in Christ. It is not that Jesus is like God or has some of the qualities of Godhead, but that Jesus Himself is very God of very God. He could say, "He who has seen me has seen the Father. I and my Father are one." But the text applies that truth to one who is converted by faith in Jesus. He is placed in Christ by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. The believer who is in Christ is said to be complete in Him, according to our text. Now that means the believer is joined to Christ in a vital union by which the divine nature resides fully in Jesus, resides also fully in him who trusts Jesus. No wonder believers would say, "By the grace of God, I am what I am. There is no reason for me to feel inferior. I am complete in Christ. There is no reason for me to feel superior. My completeness in Christ is by His grace and not by my merit." So here is the basis of a sane self-image. It starts with conversion. I became complete in Christ at my conversion experience, when I was born again. You see, He took away all my sin. The Holy Spirit moved within my human spirit and took up permanent residence there. I received the nature of God Himself. I became a child of God, a citizen of the kingdom of God, a member of the body of Christ, a brick in the spiritual building where God dwells, and an heir to His rich inheritance and glory. I am His, and He is mine. As 1 John 4:17 says it, "As He is, so are we in this world. We are one with Him. We are in Him, He is in us." To say that we are in Him is to confirm our salvation. To say that He is in us is to attest to our sanctification. He is joined to us, and we are joined to Him. It is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. Therefore, we are complete in Him. That truth destroys the spirit of inferiority as well as the spirit of superiority. It is He who gives meaning to life. But after conversion comes equipping. Whom God chooses, He calls. Whom He calls, He equips. Whom He equips, He uses. Whom He uses, He blesses. God chose you to sanctification in Jesus Christ before the world began. And having chosen you for Himself, God has also qualified you to live before Him as a testimony to His grace. We call that equipping or qualifying by the title spiritual gifts. A spiritual gift is an endowment from God by which the Holy Spirit enables you to serve God effectively in some area of Christian service. It may be in teaching, giving, helping, showing mercy, leading, or other areas of service. But it is not a natural talent or an acquired skill. A spiritual gift is a divinely conferred capacity to serve God effectively. So God has given to every Christian a spiritual gift. It is by that divine enabling that he is able to serve effectively. No one is left out of that divine endowment, not one. If you are a Christian, you're gifted of God. Now, what does that have to do with your self-image? How does that influence the way you look at yourself and evaluate your worth? It takes away your inferiority because you know God Himself has gifted you to make your service worthwhile. And it takes away your superiority because you know God has gifted other believers the same as He has gifted you, though perhaps with a different gift. As Paul asked in 1 Corinthians 4, who makes you to differ from another? What do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you received it, why do you glory as if you had not received it? You see, all embarrassment and all boasting is gone. He who had little suffers no lack. He who has much has nothing left over. God does the work even though we are His agents. Now we praise Him for the opportunity to be a part of what He is doing in the world. We accept ourselves as we are and trust Him to make us what we should be. With the conversion and the equipping comes the supply. John 15 gives a beautiful illustration of what it means for God to enable us to serve Him effectively. Jesus pictures a grapevine and says, "Our Heavenly Father is the gardener. I am the stalk of the vine, you are the branches. As the gardener cares for the vine and its branches to make them produce fruit, so the Heavenly Father is caring for you and me." Now you think about that. All that the gardener is to the vine, the Father is to us. All that the stalk is to the branches, Jesus is to us. As the gardener protects the vine, tills the soil, does all that's necessary to make it productive, so the Father takes a personal interest in you and me. All that the vine is to the branches, Jesus is to us. As the vine draws up nourishment from the soil and passes it on to the branches, so Jesus provides the spiritual nourishment that we can live and bear fruit. As a vine dies and produces no fruit when it is separated from the stalk, so apart from Jesus, we can do nothing at all. As the grapes are produced on the vine and not on the stalk of the vine, so are we to bear fruit as Jesus enables us. Now you relate that beautiful analogy to your own attitude toward yourself. If you feel unable to produce spiritual fruit for God, do not be dismayed. The purpose of the Lord Jesus is to make you capable of providing and of producing fruit because He'll give you the strength needed. If you think you're able to serve the Lord without His enabling, remember that the branch separated from the stalk will wither away in total fruitless. It is the spirit of inferiority which is denied and the spirit of superiority which is rejected in teaching like this. So recognize your potential for fruitfulness. Fruit, more fruit, much fruit. Affirm your endowment from God, secured at salvation by the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Remember your vital union with Jesus Christ, who is your sole and sufficient life support system as the stalk of the vine of which you are a limb. Occupy yourself with Christ. Do not think of your personal talents or innate abilities, whether to worry over their lack or to boast in their prominence. Made in the image of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, bearing the nature of God, the dear child of His love, you are a person of worth. Our Father, from this study, we have learned to accept ourselves as you accept us. And so we come to the conclusion of this study, not feeling superior, more important than someone else, because we know that it's by the grace of God that we are what we are. But we come humbly to you. We recognize our value in your sight, and we recognize our dependence upon you. And so we confess our love to you. We renew our vows to you. We offer ourselves to you as your dear children and willing servants. And we commit ourselves to live according to what we are in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.